Associate Professor of Psychology Angela Scarpa founded the Virginia Tech Autism Clinic in Blacksburg that later spawned the Mobile Autism Clinic, known as the MAC.
The whole idea came about because it is so hard to access services in general for autism, and knowing how hard it is, even in our own region, we thought it would be that much harder for people who lack the resources or are geographically isolated.
Grad student Ashley Musket made the hour-and-a-half drive to Marion, Virginia. The MAC goes there every other week, alternating with visits to Galax. But that's perhaps the only constant in the mix when it comes to a condition like autism.
They say if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism, because all the kids are so different.
And while stereotypes suggest it's hard to make connections with people who have autism, Musket slashes that notion.
I just love kids with autism, and I kind of learned that through teaching special needs swim classes. I had a student with autism who I just really connected with and liked working with, and that led into studying psychology in undergrad.
Musket points out autism is a spectrum, and it varies greatly.
So I guess the kind of very clinical definition is that to have autism, you need to have difficulties in two main domains. You need to have difficulties with social interactions, and that looks different for lots of different people. So that can be anything from you don't have verbal language to do that social communication, all the way to you don't understand kind of the complexities of social interaction, so like the back and forth of conversation. And you also need to have difficulties with restricted and repetitive behaviors, and that just means you have difficulties with maybe wanting things to be the same way every day, not understanding why they have to be different, wanting to do kind of repeated body movements. So that's why you'll see in a lot of media, kids are represented as kind of rocking back and forth, and that can be a part of those restricted and repetitive behaviors.
And no matter what level or variety of autism, clinicians say there are definitely ways to improve the situation with individualized treatment.
Come on in.
Inside, the 2004 vintage RV feels homey, not clinical, and that's intentional because anxiety is one hallmark of autism. Albright heads to the back of the MAC, a former bedroom turned meeting space where they hold therapy sessions tailored to each child.
When we did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and muscle relaxation, that's where you can first make your muscles tight like you're squeezing lemons, and then,
yes.
And it feels really relaxing, right?
Yep.
And then 7-year-old June, we won't use her last name, is highly verbal and responsive, personable, and just adorable, really. To meet her, you might not think she has autism. She's already come a long way in coping with her condition.
When are they going to hear me on the radio, though?
June's mother, Maria, says she saw the signs early.
So even early on, when she was about 9 months old, we realized that she struggled with anxiety and would cry and shudder when people would laugh or become boisterously loud. So we really knew that there was something going on. So at 2 years and 4 months, she was diagnosed with autism. And since then, we've been working diligently and getting her in front of everybody we can to try to help her as best we can.
In our next report, we'll explore why autism appears to be on the rise and what's being learned about causes and treatments. I'm Robbie Harris.